Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ben.
And you're listening to
What's New?
Nancy Drew.
Interlude.
Come get a clue.
Ba-ba-ba-doo.
This podcast is part of the Fandom Limb Media Podcasts Network. So if you want to check out other pop culture podcasts, go to fandomlimb.com.
Here on What's New, Nancy Drew, Sarah and I recap the latest episodes of the Nancy Drew TV show. We have a lovely time. We have been gone for a while because we are between seasons 3 and 4, but we are back to tell you the sad news that we have all probably heard at this point. Season 4 will be the last season.
And I don't know why I didn't see it coming. I think I was just remaining super hopeful, but the CW or Nextstar has pretty much canceled every show that there is. So it makes sense. And I am very happy that the writer's room and the creators were told that this likely would happen. So they have created an ending that is a satisfying ending.
Thank goodness. There's nothing more frustrating than a show just stopping with intriguing cliffhangers or just unanswered storylines.
I know. Don't you hate it when you realize that one of the main characters is a time traveler and then you don't get any resolution?
She is, of course, referring to Tom Swift, which... there is only one season. It was canceled, obviously, hence her reference. But you should honestly go watch it. I loved that show.
I did too. It is seriously amazing. And it's just great. And all the characters, well-developed. You're used to that with Nancy Drew. You know, 2/3 of the creating team also created Tom Swift. So mm-hmm. You get that same stuff over there.
And you should go watch that and then listen to our podcast, A Swift Review, where we discuss the weekly episodes. We also were very fortunate to be able to talk to a big part of the cast and mm-hmm. many of the creative members.
Yeah, it was awesome. You may have seen, we talked to one of the creators, and she's an executive producer on Nancy Drew, Melinda Shue Taylor. We released that on this feed as well. But you should go over and listen. I mean, we talked to Tian Richards, who plays Tom. We talked to Cameron Johnson, who is another co-creator. And
April Parker Jones. Just a whole group of really sweet, giving of their time, creative individuals who, in my opinion, were robbed of future seasons. So go listen to that, and maybe we'll have some fun things planned to continue that podcast. But we're definitely going to continue this podcast. We have the whole season 4 of Nancy, and maybe we'll be able to get some interviews for you all on this show.
So while we are sad that the show is ending, we want to celebrate it. And so we thought, what better way than to play a little bit of a game? So we would like to play Nancy Drew themed Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, I came up with some fun questions for you. Did you come up with some for me?
I did.
What do we want to do? We just want to go back and forth?
I think so.
All right. So if you are above 21 and you enjoy an alcoholic beverage, you should take a drink every time that Sarah and I repeat a question the other one wrote without their knowledge.
I really tried not to do it.
I didn't. So we'll see. I feel like you and I are so same-brained in some areas that if we try to not come up with the same thing, we are therefore going to come up with the same thing because we both go so far out of the box.
Probably.
But it'll be fun. See. Do you want to go first? I think you wrote a few more than I did.
Okay. Let's do...
So I'll answer and then you have to answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll start with this one. Would you rather be chased by the Aglaika or the frozen heart killer?
Ooh. Okay. So I think I'd rather, like, is my heart one of the descendant hearts, or is the frozen heart killer just randomly chasing me because they saw me in the woods? Because if it's my heart, then I do not want that, because that person is persistent and good at their job. So, and also the Aglaika is Odette, who I love. So, she would never hurt me. So I'm going to say I'd rather be chased by the Aglaika because it's a mermaid and I love mermaids.
I was thinking I would rather be chased by the frozen heart killer because I was doing it assuming that you were one of the people like with the heart.
Okay.
But, I mean, he'll only go for you that 1 minute of the day,
and
then we'll be gone. And so you have a whole, you just got to avoid him that 1 minute.
Oh, that's so stressful.
Yeah, but at least you know what minute it is and can hopefully do something to protect yourself.
What about you, listeners? Let us know on our socials. All right, Sarah. This is also an ask a question, sort of. If you were a ghost, a la Odette, would you rather share a body with Nancy or Bess?
Not if I was Odette, because if I was Odette, I would rather share the body with Nancy, then I could be with Bess.
Yes, no, you're a ghost like Odette was a ghost, sharing a body like Odette did.
Oh, that's hard. Because I feel like, I don't know.
Well, you're dooming you pick.
It's true. But I'm not going to think about that part. I think I would rather write it out with Bess. Because Bess is very in tune to the supernatural and all the like witchy woman stuff. Like, I feel like she would be able to come up with ways like for me to like enjoy life more.
Mm.
And I feel like Nancy would be very bossy.
Yeah, Nancy'd be a little more selfish with her time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bess would be like, yes, you can have this afternoon.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. I think that's probably the right answer. I'm going to say I'd rather share with Nancy in hopes that there's more park in the coat closet time.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
All right. Well, I have another one about Odette here. Would you rather be cursed by a wedding veil that makes you super attracted to people or share a body with Odette?
That makes you super attracted to people?
Yeah. So when Nancy had the wedding veil that made her go nuts over all those people.
I mean, that's such a fun sci-fi fantasy trope. Like that would
but
be.
But I'm talking like forever.
Oh.
Either forever, you have to share the body with Odette, which could only be another 10 years.
I couldn't. No, I'm going to be just like, I'm just going to be thirsty for everybody. I can't be sharing my body. I can't be sharing my time. Like, my time is too valuable unless Odette wants to go to work for me so I can just do my hobbies and sleep. Yeah, I'm just going to be thirsty for everybody for the rest of my life.
Okay.
My husband can deal with it. He's fine. He'll find it amusing. Lock me up in a cage. It's fine.
Actually, I don't know what I would do. I guess I would start with that, with the wedding veil. And then I would probably be like, can I please switch?
All right, Sarah, would you rather work at the Claw unaware of what the Drew crew is up to or work in Lily's flower shop?
So we have half of the same question.
Are you serious?
Mine was, would you rather work
the flower shop or the morgue?
Flower shop or with Connor at the morgue?
Mine was almost going to be all three of those options.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. That's hard. Because at the Claw, I have worked in the food industry for 2 weeks, and I did not enjoy it. But flowers stress me out, and you would have to deal with like wedding flowers that have to be perfect. And that would just, I can't.
And funeral flowers with people being sad. And
yeah, it would just be a lot. And so I think at least like you have a crew at the Claw that like you can commiserate together. And so I think I would rather work at the Claw.
I agree. I think the flowers would be really fun for a while. Like you and I are both creative. We're creative, awesome people. But we like decorating and visualizing things. So I think making the flower decoration displays would be cool, but I don't think I would do it at any sort of like timely manner. And so I don't think I'd be good at it. Also, I think the smell of working in a floral shop would give me a headache after a while.
Yeah, probably. Lots of conflicting and allergies. And,
And I would love the potential discount of all the seafood.
Good call.
Even though you're around it a lot, you'd probably get tired of it, but I would be like lobster once a week, absolutely. So I'd be down. So yeah, I'm gonna say the Claw too.
All right, now working at Lily's flower shop or the morgue with Connor, which would it be?
That would be the flower shop.
Yeah,
I love that these questions aren't challenging. We just wanted to make each other laugh.
Yeah.
Very on brand.
Would you rather be a Hudson or a Marvin?
These questions. I'd rather be a Marvin. No, wait, they're both evil. Hold on. I'd rather be a... oh, I don't like the Hudsons.
But Nancy's a Hudson.
And Ryan's a Hudson. But the Hudsons are like super evil. The Marvins are just kind of rude. Was Owen a Marvin?
Mm-hmm.
He dead. Celeste is dead. She a Hudson.
Celia.
Celia's dead. So Celeste. I don't know what she's from. She's dead. I don't think I have an answer to this question. I think I put them in the same thing. I'll go ahead and say Marvin just because I like Bess more than any of the Hudsons.
Yeah, that's fair. I think I was leaning towards Marvin as well because I don't know that we have evidence of anything that they actually are evil, but there's definitely evidence that the Hudsons are.
That's fair. Yeah, and being a reformed Hudson just seems really stressful.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to learn how to buy groceries. Like, who wants that?
Yeah. Come home with 17 kinds of mustard.
All right. Speaking of a Hudson, Sarah, would you rather, assuming that you were not in the relationship that you're in and all of these characters were single, would you rather date Ryan or Carson?
Once again, 50% of our question is the same. Okay. Well, they're also, they appear to be very different ages, too.
But they're both adults. Like, it's not
I
know, like...
I think I actually fall right in between both of them.
It's not a creepy teenage question, which I almost wrote. And I was like, I can't do that.
I think I would rather date Carson because Ryan's got a whole lot of baggage going on right now.
Yes.
Not that Carson doesn't have baggage, but he is more stable than Ryan is at the moment.
Yes. And he's got a job and he's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I'd rather end up with Carson, but if it's just like a couple dates, I'd rather Ryan.
Yeah, and Carson can cook. He can make me pasta primavera. I don't know that Ryan can cook. He just outsources his chore wheel, so.
Yeah, you don't want to end up with his chores on your second date. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah. Hi, this is a fun activity I had planned. Dishes. Okay, so my question was, first season, would you rather date Owen or Ryan?
First season. I don't even remember Owen. I feel like he was cute. I don't remember him. I mean, they're both older than the characters they're trying to be with. I mean, probably Ryan. Ryan.
First season, Ryan?
I mean, if we're just talking like
No, I said date.
And I guess Owen. And he died, so I wouldn't have to worry about him for too long.
Okay.
Dude, what's your answer?
First season Ryan was before he reformed and he was like super evil.
Well, yeah, but he's still a good time, is he not? Do I need to rewatch the season?
No, that's fine. That's your decision. I think I would rather date Owen than date Ryan.
Give me three facts about Owen other than he's a Marvin and he's dead.
He's Bess's cousin. Okay. He has an apartment and a house, and he is a businessman.
Okay. All right, Sarah, so now I'm taking my questions a slightly different route, and this is more about what would you rather have happen in the show than you personally with these characters. So would you rather, these are the hard questions, these are the, this is the juice here, would you rather watch a spinoff starring Agent Park teaming up with Veronica Mars, or a spinoff with Nancy Drew teaming up with Agent Leo from Veronica Mars? The show gets 3 seasons.
Ugh.
And the other two characters that you don't pick cannot make cameo appearances.
No, they can't just be co-stars.
Nope.
That is very hard. Okay, but I think I'm going to have to go with Nancy and Leo, because I think they would work together well. I do not see Park and Veronica getting along very well. And so I think that would just be too much like tension, but like not the good kind of tension. It would just be, I think they would actually hate each other. But I think that Leo and Nancy could work well together.
Lou and Nancy would be so cute.
They would be cute.
For that reason, I'm going with Chaos and I'm going with Park and Veronica. I think that would just be a hoot because he doesn't put up with Nancy's BS. Mm-hmm. And Veronica has, in my opinion, a lot more BS than Nancy does.
And I feel like Nancy can read the room and she would back down and Veronica would be like, nope.
She would tase him in the second episode.
Second. So this one's for you personally.
Oh.
Would you rather be on Tom Swift or on Nancy Drew?
I think it would be really cool to be on both shows, of course. But I have actively thought about what role I would do on Tom Swift because that is a queer-led show. And I think it would be fun to be like some sassy frenemy or something, kind of like the Quinn character that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn's first episode where they're just kind of being sassy with Tom. I sort of was picturing that before that happened. So I think there's more places that you could stick me in Tom, whereas Nancy, my age... to age myself kind of puts me in a weird place of like I wouldn't be with the teenagers but I'm also not really like Carson's age yet, so I wouldn't really like, I don't know where I would go on Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my extremely limited acting abilities would lend themselves better to being on Tom Swift.
Okay. I thought you were just gonna say Tom Swift for the fashion.
Which I didn't even consider. Yeah, no, 100%. We got to the same place.
Yeah.
I don't know if what my character would be wearing, but I would be excited to be on set to get to touch all the clothes and look at all the clothes and steal half the clothes.
Yeah. Fair.
All of them. Yeah. Well, now I'm curious. You said it was just for me, but I'm curious what your answer would be.
I think I would rather be on Nancy. I could be like a fun older sister or something that would pop in to hang out with the Drew crew because I would want to hang out with the Drew crew. Mm-hmm. But I think I would fall like... age-wise fall in with Ryan.
Mm.
So I could also be like a classmate, like maybe there's a reunion episode
and you were friends with Lily or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could be like, you said a cousin, maybe you could be like Bess's cousin, like a Marvin.
Oh yeah,
and you show up and kind of cause havoc there.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. I feel like the Marvins would have interesting clothes.
Oh, for sure.
For Nancy Drew, would you rather there was a musical episode or an episode where the Drew crew is all turned into puppets?
Huh.
I'm thinking a la the like Spike and Angel episode.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm just trying to think. I guess out of those two options, I would rather have a musical.
Well, you wrote a Nancy Drewsicle, so that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I think I would rather have the musical episode.
I love musical episodes. I know they're not super popular with everyone. A lot of people, either you love them or you want to love them or you just are like, why is this happening? So I do love musical episodes, but I think puppets with the Drew crew, like I want to see a Bess puppet. I want to see a George puppet. Like I just think that would be really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a musical... No shade, because I don't know the answer, but like, can any of them sing? Like, would any of these actors be able to do a musical episode? I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, auto-tune goes a far way, but you never know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say puppets.
Would you rather be trapped in the liminal space, which is where Hannah and Ace were trapped this season, or be trapped in the whisper box, which is where Nancy was trapped with the alternate reality back in... I believe it was season one. It was like she was still dating Nick. Like everything was the same, but everyone loved her. Like, so she was still friends with all of them, but it was just like an alternate reality.
I'm definitely going to go with the box of delusional happiness because if you're out of reality, like if you're just gone, you might as well at least be having a good time. And that place that Ace and Hannah were in was gloomy. It was not bright and fun, and it would be so frustrating knock knock knocking and not being able to get anyone's attention, whereas I'd rather be like, meh, well, this is just my happy little life now and I'm just not really in the world.
Well, first of all, if we were in the liminal space, we wouldn't just knock on a door every day and hope that something new would happen.
What would you do, Sarah?
I don't know. I would do more like what Ace did, to reach out and try to actually make contact.
Yeah, well, there's a reason Ace is a main character and Hannah is not.
That's true, yeah.
Which one would you choose to live in?
So I'm assuming if you're trapped in the Whisper Box, I mean, you're going to die because...
But you'll be happy.
Right, but I think, I mean, it seems like you have more of a chance to get out of the liminal space because you can reach out. But yeah, I mean, it's...
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd rather not go to either.
All right. So here is my last question, Sarah. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Would you rather Nancy Drew be renewed for a fifth season or it ends at 4, but in the final episode, Ace says his last name is Hardy?
I don't see why it can't be both.
That's not what the paper says.
I know. Ugh. This is really hard. I think I would rather have the fifth season so we get more content. And we already know his last name is Hardy, so we don't need to have him say it.
I should have made it. There's a fifth season. He said his last name is Smith. That's fair. I would love more content and also, you know, purpose for us to keep doing podcasts. But I think I've come to terms with an ending, and I really want an ending that makes me satisfied. And I need his last name to be Hardy at this point.
Yeah.
So
I was debating that because they said this is a satisfying ending. And so it's like, okay, well, what if the fifth season isn't? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Because... Though I think what's there are some shows that I loved that just kept going and going, and I stopped watching them. And like, that's the thing with, I mean, Thomas Swift was just picking up, but Nancy, I think 4 is a good amount.
Yeah,
I love it, but I think 4 is a good amount. So, all right, your last question.
Okay, you're gonna love this. You are forced to play 7 minutes in heaven with one person. Would you rather it be Gil Bobbsey or Everett Hudson?
Okay, well, I'm a happily married man. Everett Hudson isn't that old crusty ass evil man.
Yes.
Gil Bobbsey.
Do you remember how evil Gil Bobbsey was?
Yeah, he's hot though. Seven minutes.
Okay.
I mean, 7 minutes.
He could kill you in 7 minutes.
I was thinking the like 20-year-old Bobbsey boy. Are you talking about the old man?
No. The one that dated Nancy that you hated.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay.
Because he's still like a cute 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure. We'll go with that.
No, I think I would also choose him, but I would be like, okay, you sit on that side of the closet.
Well, for a second, what I tripped myself up on was it their parent with their dad?
Yeah.
I was like, God, those are both awful. Was he evil? He was just an ass, wasn't he?
Gil?
Yeah.
I mean, he was a super toxic boyfriend.
Yeah. But he wasn't like killing people.
He wanted to kill Bess, or he wanted to kill George in order to, like, when he took the shroud.
Oh, yeah.
He knew that was going to kill her.
Yeah.
Just He's because he great. Wanted answers.
But it's 7 minutes. I'm not that old crusty ass man. I'm not. No, that was a terrible question. I mean, good job, Sarah. A lot of fun. Thank you so much for listening. We are having a lot of fun. We have an episode coming up for you shortly where we have a special guest, Elena from Bookshelf Remix, which is a podcast where she discusses different books and the audience can read along. And we had the honor of being on that podcast about a year ago. The episode was The Other Black Girl.
Yeah. So you should go check out that episode of the Bookshelf Remix. And then also tune in to our next one where we talk with her and we review one of the super... not campy Nancy Drew Files books.
Not campy, really?
Not campy at all.
It's Nancy Drew Case Files 24, Till Death Do Us Part. If you want to read it, it took Sarah an hour. It took me like 2 days, but you know, I'm slow. And it's a lot of fun. It's the first Nancy Drew book that wasn't directly tied to this television show that I made it all the way through, and I thought it was hilarious. So tune in to hear our thoughts on that. Where else can they find you, Sarah?
So you can also find me over at Stargirl After Show. If you also listen, or if you watch Stargirl on the CW, you probably also know the news that that one is not getting another season. We're
so mad. I'm so mad. I love that show.
I know. And
but that's a perfect example of ending on a high note, because I think all three seasons have been extremely strong.
Yes. And they also knew that this might be the case, that they might get canceled. And so they filmed two different endings. So go listen to Stargirl After Show. We're also going to have Brock Bassinger back on the show and have as many other people as we can get on there. Yeah, stay tuned there. Ben, where else can we listen to you?
You can find me at The Brotherhood Batman, wherever you enjoy podcasts, where my brothers and I discuss Batman. We are currently in the No Man's Land storyline from the late 90s, early 2000s. So that's a lot of fun, and that will never end because Batman will never end. So, but our podcasts aren't ending either, so stay with us. We've had a lot of fun.
We look forward to covering season 4, and who knows what other fun episodes we might have coming out before that.
Till next time, keep on sleuthing.
Bye.
Hey guys, it's Breck Bassinger, but you may recognize my voice as Stargirl from CW Stargirl. And as Stargirl, I always listen to Stargirl After Show. It's so much fun getting to listen to all of my different castmates' interviews, hear about DC lore, and of course, all the Stargirl history. So make sure you go listen to Stargirl After Show. And yes, I know I just said Stargirl like 50 times, but seriously, go listen to it.